Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
A pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great last weekend of April. Mm-hmm. We're about to move into May, and a lot is going on.
Oh, boy.
Weather's starting to make some changes, get a little warmer. And for all you hunters out there, you better be doing your prep now.
Oh, yes.
Or you're going to be roasting come summertime, you know, in that heat.
Right.
To that end, good friend James Frank, owner of Frank's Manufacturing, makers of the blind, will be joining us. How do you take something that's really already very good and upgrade it?
When you're smart.
He figured it out.
Yeah, right.
He did. And also, we're going to enlighten you of a new release. I mean, this is going to be the first announcement here on Texas Outdoor News of a new product, particularly if you feed cottonseed.
Oh.
Yeah. So we've got that. We've got some news from around Texas as well as the nation. So you all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right off the bat, I need to give a shout out to a gentleman who I knew by reputation and had a chance of meeting last weekend. Mm-hmm. John Hovis, the visionary for Hemi Hideout in Patterson, Texas.
Yeah, the Hemi Hideout, you bet.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing place. I mean, it is so busy, so eclectic, so neon and muscle cars.
Right.
It was a location for a gathering of high school classmates, and had a great time. Just everything about it was just very, very comfortable. Of course, I heard some say, "Well, it was so far out," and I'm going, "It's in Texas."
Everything's far out.
Right. Right. The other thing I want to mention to you, and this is an off-menu item at one of Harold's and my most favorite restaurants.
Okay.
China Garden.
Ah, yes.
Richard Jew has become a contributing photographer to Texas Outdoors Journal of his escapades on freshwater lakes, particularly Lake Conroe. And he and buddies go up there and then just catch some really nice Lake Conroe catfish. Well, as a restaurateur, he is able to serve that, rather than it being farm-raised.
Okay.
So it's an off-menu item.
Ah.
And they're catching some really nice ones. In fact, I'll give you a prelude to some photos that he shared that are going to be included in the upcoming June issue of Texas Outdoors Journal.
Okay.
Mentioned it, I think, last week, where he takes a whole catfish, cleans it, skins it, and then either side of the dorsal fin, he butterflies it, rolls that fillet, but rather than completing the process and removing the fillet, occasionally he will serve it whole.
Okay.
You know, that cost a few more dollars to do that, all right?
Yeah.
He also has the fillets, and oh my goodness. You go to a typical seafood, you know, and you get catfish and fries, hush puppies, things of this nature.
Right.
Go to China Garden and get the catfish fillets. For me, pork fried rice. For you, it's the what?
The everything fried
rice. The everything fried rice.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a side, vegetables. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
his
yeah.
steamed vegetables is just
fabulous.
Outstanding.
Right.
Of course, you know, the egg roll will come with it. And if you want a great, great appetizer, my most favorite are the little bitty pork spare ribs.
You know,
they're just phenomenal. But, you know, call them, ask them, make a reservation, and say, hey, you got any catfish?
Yeah.
And enjoy. It's a treat.
Great.
Anything there
over
is.
Over 50 years. Wonderful people.
Right. What you got going on?
Oh, I don't know. I'm gonna find something. What? It's in writing? Yeah, it is. Okay. In news, our friends, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, gotta remember that part, released a report that's been years in the making, and the stark reality is that the Biden administration's admonishments of the firearm industry are entirely off target.
No kidding.
ATF released Volume 3 of a National Firearms Commerce and Trafficking Assessment. The report's the first the ATF has published since 2000, focused specifically on 9,700 ATF firearm trafficking investigations between 2017-2021. The report clearly demonstrates that for all the political bluster by the Biden administration about rogue dealers and the zero tolerance policy of the ATF, the firearm industry is not the problem.
Mm.
ATF's report found that just 136 cases of illegal firearms trafficking tied to a federal firearms license over a five-year period. That's just 1.6% of all 9,700 cases. To put that in a more specific perspective, there were 134,516 federal firearms licensees at the end of 21. That equates to just 0.1% of all FFLs being implicated in allegedly illegal firearm trafficking before President Joe Biden instituted his whole-of-government crackdown on the firearms industry. Conversely, illegal straw purchases and private sales accounted for 80% of all cases. Stolen firearms represented another 25% of cases of illegally trafficked firearms. Even the ATF acknowledged the firearm industry is doing its part in self-policing. The data analyzer's report indicates a shift in the types of trafficking channels used over the course of the last two decades that occurred. Corrupt FFL investigations represented almost 9% of trafficking investigations in that report, now represent less than 2%. And finally, this means the Biden administration is barking up the wrong tree again when it comes to criminal misuse of firearms and illegal firearm trafficking. President Biden infamously maligned the firearm industry when he said from the Democratic debate stage in 2019, our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA, the gun manufacturers. Wrong again.
Back here in the Lone Star State, public comment is available for constituents until May 22nd on a proposal to prohibit canned hunting and implementing trapping standards for mountain lions. And that, for me, is one of these head-scratchers, you know? Mountain lions are relatively uncommon, secretive animals, and the most widely distributed wildcat from Canada to South America. Currently, Texas law does not prohibit canned hunting, meaning the capture and later release of a mountain lion for the purpose of hunting. That's not hunting.
I've never heard of that being done anyway, but...
Yeah, And the Big Cat Public Safety Act passed by Congress in December 22 prohibits most instances of possession of mountain lions. Texas does not require trap standards for mountain lions to be checked. Concerns have been raised that some mountain lions are left to perish in traps, which may consider to be humane and potentially damaging to the trap trapping and hunting. Mm. Absurd. But in this day and age, common sense is a rarity.
Indeed.
Yeah. What else you got?
Oh, how about the industry helping out here? National Shooting Sports Foundation, in partnership with the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, Sig Sauer and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, released another film in the Partner with a Payer series, a collection of videos highlighting the importance of wildlife conservation and management. The latest video, Industry Investing in Conservation, focuses on the partnership between manufacturers and fish and wildlife agencies, showcasing their efforts to continue providing healthy habitats and fish and wildlife populations for the public to enjoy throughout the U.S. A recent tour of the SIG facility in New Hampshire, fish and wildlife agencies from all over the northeastern U.S. came together to see firsthand what it takes to generate the funds supporting their efforts. And, of course, that's that money that goes to Pittman Robertson. Excise taxes have contributed and distributed more than $16.4 billion in this fund. You can check these things out at nssf.org.
The New York Post reports that Californians are purchasing firearms for personal protection because of the Biden administration's open border policies. Uh-huh. Imagine that. Mayor Bill Wells, the mayor of El Cajon, admitted that the lawlessness is driving residents in his community, neighboring San Diego, to arm themselves for self-protection. And in California, have some of the more stringent gun laws?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And then if they can't get you one way, they'll try another. Representative Edwards to the Interior Secretary Hyland, where's the science behind ammo bans on National Wildlife Refuge? Chuck Edwards basically grilled the secretary and asked such questions. The exchange took place during a House Appropriation Interior Subcommittee. And under your watch, on September 16, 2022, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service issued a rule that included a ban on traditional ammunition and later took additional steps to ban traditional ammunition. Mm-hmm. What scientific evidence was used to support the 2022 final rule, was asked. Good question. Thanks, somebody's asking those questions.
Glad somebody's asking, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Got the outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been good or not right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. And this portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind. That's B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got models I bought over 20 years ago Still using at my place. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. And just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline. Rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, more. Its newly designed, spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original Blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That's BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And you can see the products from the Blind, including the VersaBlind and tie-downs, at both Wilford Enterprise location, the one in Koontz, as well as Buna, West Texas Game Feeders in San Angelo, and both of the E-Bar feeds, one in Gonzales and one in Hallettsville.
And checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, a trio of good days. Wednesday and Thursday are the two best days of the week. Friday's a good one. Saturday slips to fair. Next Sunday is good. This weekend and Monday will find game most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Tuesday and Wednesday, a major time shift occurs, with the game actively feeding from well before sunrise, continuing to forage until mid-morning. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game feeding from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-morning until early afternoon. On Wednesday, May the 1st, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Thursday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Friday, a three tide day with two lows, one high. Next Saturday and Sunday, each have a double tide schedule.
And Coast Watch is brought to you by Boat Stop. Have you heard of the massive Boat Stop complex expansion? Well, it started with Boat Stop storage and continues to grow and serve the needs of Coastal Bend residents and visitors. Boat Stop storage is located on the mainland in Flower Bluff before crossing the JFK Causeway, just off Walden and Graham Road. These super clean and spacious units come in 30, 35, 40, and 80-foot length. GFI outlets are in all units. There are 5 boat wash bays, security personnel, and excellent customer service. Boat Stop storage members also have access to Boat Stop Marina, located on Laguna Shores Road, that allows launching to the east side of the Upper Laguna Madre, Intercoastal Waterway, Packery Channel, and other game fish destinations during operational hours with convenient vehicle and trailer parking. How about a secure place to store your beach buggy, 4x4, UTV, or all that extra gear? Boat Stop storage is conveniently located to accommodate and access when needed. Also available are walk-in storage units. Boat Stop is a coastal development with vision that accommodates storage needs and boat launching for RVers. Visit Sunridge RV Resorts. For more information, visit BoatStopStorage.com, BoatStopMarina.com, and SunsetRidgeRVResort.com. Call Boat Stop Storage at 361-937-2423. That's 361-937-2423. Absolutely phenomenal vision.
Huge, operation. Yeah.
Oh, and I.
And room to grow. Right?
Oh, yeah, and that's the neat thing. I enjoy visiting with David Johnson, the visionary that is putting this together and taking it to the next level. All right. On the coast, we're at the end of June, heading into May. Winds are starting to lay. We've got some high tides that are flooding some of the back lake areas all up and down the southwest Louisiana coast, as well as all of Texas. And follow the rising tide, because that's what the fish are going to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Then when it recedes, it's going to pull some bait back out, put more bait into the estuary, and the bird activity. Seen some great reports coming out of Lake Calcasieu of catches, and actually the quality of fish is starting to get much better. Sabine Lake, old reliable Captain Randy Foreman, continue to watch what he's doing, and the North Levee Wall is a good option, as well as the South End. But coming up in the coming month, look for that Coffee Ground Coves and some of the back Louisiana coves to really turn on as well. In the Galveston Bay area, West Galveston Bay this time of year traditionally takes top billing simply because of its protection and doesn't have the freshwater runoff like other areas do. Mm-hmm. You can fish two areas, north of Karankawa Reef to the Causeway over around Greens and Mecham Cuts, around San Luis Pass and Chocolate Bay and Bayou, as well as Christmas and Bastrop. On down the coast, Matagorda, Captain Tommy Coons continues to talk about the good fishing that West Matagorda is having, and need to get a little bit further away to get away from the freshwater that's flowing down the Colorado River. Mid-coast area, in and around Rockport, I keep talking about it. It's been talked about years ago, but overlooked at Cedar Bio, Mesquite, Nares Bay, St. Charles, kind of overlooked area. Don't forget about Mud Island, great area that we've weighed fish for years. Down in the Upper Laguna Madre, talked about the east side of Upper Laguna Madre. Those grass beds do not get the pressure. Other people will run the intercoastal waterway closer to Padre Island, but you can run the crash channels the same distance and find some really good fishable waters. Down at Port Mansfield, well, at Baffin Bay, the rocks as well as Peniscal Point areas down there that are good. Land cuts turned on, as is the south end coming up from Port Mansfield. And at the south end of the coast, mangrove snapper, we don't talk about that much, but they are great eating fish and really hard fighters. And that's on the end of the Brownsville Ship Channel. A lot of fish are around the old causeways as well as the west side of the Laguna Madre. Fishing is just exploding. What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's look at the east side of the state. Lake Conroe, catfish have been great on the bulkheads at first light to deep water structure. Largemouth bass have been good on shad, colored crankbaits, and spinnerbaits. Still some bass on the beds, so sight fishing creature baits can produce pretty well. Crappie are in 11 to 21 feet of water, and best using plastics, hair, or a minnow's fork. Post-spawner bass are setting up on the points in 5 to 7 feet of water with Carolina rig creature baits. Shaky heads are good around boathouses. Frog pattern topwaters are excellent in the grass and the brush. Casting into the pockets and letting the frog sit there for a few seconds is a good idea. Crappie are shallow, catching them on the edge of banks. Small fish patterns like woolly boogers are a good bet. Brim are beginning to make themselves known in the shallows. Woolly boogers, small poppers should bring a strike. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good in 15 to 20 feet of water on brush with minnows or jigs. Catfish are excellent in 2 to 6 feet of water on cut bait or worms. Bass are good in flooded bushes with creature baits. Livingston, shad spawn is into full swing. Bass are good king on hard clay points, grass edges, and flooded timber with swim jigs, chatter baits, topwater spooks, or popars. Offshore bite in 10 to 20 feet of water on hard spots and flats, points, and creek channels. Swings using crankbaits, Carolina rigs, shaky heads, and drop shots. Crappie have finished spawning in 12 to 20 feet of water on brush piles and standing timber. Bass drop. Some bass are near the creek mouths and a little ways in. Most are along grass lines on the main lake. Throw a shallow crankbait, swim bait, or spinner bait to get some of those bites, but a stickworm or fluke will catch as many as well. A frog bite and a wake bite is just getting going with the topwater just about to kick off as well. Fayette, bass are good in the reeds, timber, and back coves in 4 to 8 feet of water with flukes. Texas rig worms, creature baits, and shallow crankbaits. Palestine, more rain in the forecast for the weekend. Bass are good with fish beginning to post-spawn spread out. A good bait is to try shallow running square bill crankbaits, smaller ones that go no more than 2 to 3 feet down. Water in creek areas may still be rain stained, so try the darker colors there, shad and light perch colors in the clearer places. Stillhouse, largemouth bass fishing is excellent right now with numerous 7 and 8 pound bass being taken each week for the past several weeks in small local tournaments. Dark natural hues of soft plastics worked on the outside edge of the hydrilla, especially where that hydrilla growth coincides with a topographic anomaly. That's productive. Texoma, striped bass fishing is great on live shad in 30 to 40 feet of water on main lake points and ledges. Topwaters worked early around rocky banks Be on the lookout for white birds on the banks early. Crappie fishing is good on brush piles using jigs in 14 to 18 feet of water. Electronics help locate active fish roaming and sticking the brush. Monkey's milk, Moglow colors, that's working the best. Bass fishing is good on top waters early and swim baits off the banks late morning. Live shad producing numbers and big spawned out fish along the bluffs.
Let's head to South Texas down Three Rivers Way, where Choke Canyon Reservoir bass fishing is excellent using imitation shad in the morning, then switching to Carolina or Texas rigs on main lake points as the day progresses. Bass are shallow using shad or chartreuse colored running crankbaits, and watermelon or pumpkin colored soft plastics is a good option. Falcon, trophy, and keeper blue catfish are good in 3 to 10 feet of water with cut bait or palm-sized live tilapia for bigger catfish. Channel catfish are good with small shad, stink bait, or shrimp along vertical structure in 5 to 10 feet of water. Brownwood, bass to 8.48 pounds are excellent jigs, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits in 3 to 12 foot of water. Fort Phantom Hill, bass are good hitting 7-inch curly tail or straight worm, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits in less than 10 feet of water. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows on brush piles. Ivy, largemouth bass are schooling mid-lake with catches to 5 pounds being caught on water. Swim bait and shad pattern jerk baits are landing catches in 10 feet of water and in 15 feet of water on ports and worms. And I'm going to remind those of you youngsters from us old-timers that on ivy, the way that the big lunker bass used to be caught was drifting deep water flats, 25 feet and deeper, with a Carolina rig and a 10-inch power worm, just dredging it, set up some floats as a grid. And, of course, I know a lot of people are using the forward-facing sonar, but the old way will still work.
There you go.
All right.
Hill country?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Brady. Largemouth bass are very good, up to 7 pounds on rocks with crankbaits, chatterbaits, and sinkos. Catfish are very good on live perch or cut shad on trot lines or jug lines. Buchanan, water clarity is improving on the north end of the lake, and the mid to south end water remains clear. Striper fishing is excellent using live shad as bait in 5 to 30 feet of water. The shad spawn is in full swing, and the shallow water early morning bite is great. Focus on sandy shorelines 20 minutes before first light. Canyon, fishing patterns holding steady. Bass are excellent on moving baits around grass or with Necco rigs on deeper grass. Travis, bass are good in the main lake in shallow water and pockets and points off the main lake with swim baits and craws. More bass are starting to show up in the marina.
All right, on the hunting scene, we start to kind of get skinny on the number of regulated hunting seasons that are available through the 28th of this month, which is this Sunday. The South Zone Rio Grande spring turkey season concludes. The 30th, the one turkey bag limit counties, those are 10 counties, will conclude. The North Zone season continues through May 12. Harold?
Yep.
You ready?
Yeah.
May 1 through 31, East Texas spring squirrel season.
Yeehaw!
Yeah. And then you've got a youth-only North Zone season coming up May 18 through 19. And just so that we know, we have year-round regulated hunting. August 31, the South Zone Javelina season and squirrel season, other open counties, open from September 1 to August 31.
There we go.
All right. What have you been driving?
Well, as the song goes, plug it in, plug it in. I see the look on his face. Anyway, sometimes you got to test them, friends. I'm sorry. Got to take them when they give them to me. Mercedes 2023 EQB 250 SUV. But, you know, for a town vehicle, this compact SUV is really handy if you got the right charging stuff. We know about it. Front wheel drive, 188 horsepower, 100 watt fast charging system, adjustable regenerative braking. And I will say on this thing, I had some driving on it where I got back home with actually more mileage left than when I started because of this good regenerative braking system on this thing. Power front seats, split folding rear seats, roomy for its size. Again, it is a compact, extra goodies on this thing, all season floor mats, first aid kit, charging cable, that'll come in handy, garage door opener, panoramic roof, heated steering wheel, speed limit assist, the Sirius system, active distance and on their Disctronic on your cruise, and it'll come down to a full stop. Advanced sound system with their executive package. But it's a neat-looking vehicle, and the estimated fuel economy is 105 miles per gallon, however they figure that out. 245 is what they promise you on a full charge. In-town thing, this might fit in your bill because of the size of it. And, you know, for $52,000, that's a fairly decent price to say I got a Mercedes and you don't. 2023 EQB 250 SUV.
Or you can drive a vehicle that runs on fuel.
I want nuclear. I'm sorry, nuclear.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking hunting with James Franks, the blind versus blind here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotic cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, as we leave April and head into May, on then into June, those babies are going to be hitting the ground. It is fawning time. Uh-huh. And you really should have been and need to be feeding fortified cottonseed year-round for the benefit of the entire deer herd. But when it comes to fawning, mama deer produces the milk, helps get those legs underneath those youngsters so they can run away from the predators. Also, we've got a good start for antler growth already. And the additional protein that's available and the vitamins and minerals help that antler growth so that they will top off. And it looks like we may have a pretty good summer, too. So do yourself a favor and go to fortifiedcottonseed.com. Watch the video to truly understand the entire story. and become familiar with the people behind this great product. It creates better than a 2.5 to 1 savings over a normal protein regimen.
Yeah, which is amazing because it being free choice. They only eat what they want.
That's kind of that the good Lord set those animals up, you know? And you can pick up bags of fortified cottonseed at Tractor Supply. Go to their website, find an independent dealer near you. Got a big order? Give them a call, 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Fortified cottonseed will deliver. Had the opportunity. Actually, any time with this guy is fun. I mean, because he's quirky. off, you know, he's a little bit off, you know, in a really fun way.
Right.
And I'm talking about James Franks from The Blind. Franks Manufacturing went up to their location there in San Antonio, and we shot some photos for a story that appears in the April issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, Blind Sense and Selection. When it comes to blind design,
yes,
I guess box blinds, that's the reason that why they were called that.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's the VersaBlind.
Which fits you.
yes, it does. Very nicely. And we're going to talk about that fit in a minute. But also, hey, James, when the blind came into creation, it started with a half door.
Yes, it did.
And then you went to a full door.
Well, I want to thank him for that, by the way.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
A couple of years ago, I changed all of mine to those doors.
Well, the story continues.
Yeah.
Because, you know, innovative people just kind of keep looking and going, you know, if I did that over again, I'd do this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what have you done to the door now, James?
Well, what we've done is we've changed. Well, when you're right, we started out with the half door. And for me and some others that are not as large as you, it was fairly easy to get into. But as you get older, yeah, not so easy. So when I bought the company, I decided that we were going to go to. They had changed to a full size door, but I didn't like the door, so we started hunting around for a door, and we found a door that is made. It's an RV door. 6 foot tall, and it fits our panel. So that's what we have now. We have a lockable full size door in the blinds, and it makes it a lot better.
Oh, it does. I have a late dear friend of mine, but just, you know, age, who I'd have to help in and out on that old half door.
Yeah. And we constantly are making changes. We made some changes to the door frame, to the formed frame, to give it more rigidity, because this door is a little bit heavier than what we were doing before, and so there were some changes that needed to be made, and we did that, and it's working great.
Let me ask you, and I was thinking about the blind product and the VersaBlind in specific, have raved about how that fits on a 4 foot by 4 foot or 4x8 floor footprint. That's true whether it is a blind footprint or somebody else's tower that accommodates a 4x4, right? They could, if something happens and they need to replace a blind or go, I like the VersaBlind better, they can just pull that off and that same 4x4 or 4x8 tower will accommodate your blind, right?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I had a fire out at my ranch out in West Texas, and it was the part of that Holcomb Road fire, and one of my blinds burnt on the, and it had a wood, it had a metal frame, and those were 5x5 blinds, and it has a VersaBlind sitting on it now.
Ah, okay, all right, got a little extra around the edge.
There you go.
Yeah. Just a little.
With this and. Again, a lot of people think about 4x4 as their individual blind.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you what. You sit on a 4x4 footprint and have hunted out of a normal blind and have the convex where it's like a bay window.
Uh-huh.
Right? It is absolutely amazing how much more room there is. James, I got to believe that you're getting comments as VersaBlind's getting some legs underneath it on the versatility of what was originally called the bow blind, but those vertical blinds, the shot opportunity and adjustments that can be made through those vertical blinds as opposed to horizontal. How about it?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of feedback on that blind. And everybody that I talk to and all the shows that I go to, we'll have all of our blinds there. We'll have the 4x4 rifle blind and a double wide and then the Versa blind, and everybody gravitates to the Versa blind. It just, and it meets the needs of the bow hunter and the rifle hunter. So,
well, yeah, Harold's pointing at his clock. For the first time in his life, he's watching the clock, and we have to go to a break. So,
and the
James,
first time in 30 years, I came early today, too.
Yeah, that's right. It's amazing. It's a miracle. James, hang on. Folks, you stick around as we'll be right back with more information on the blind right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Wondering what to do this summer? Go fish! Early bird registration is open for the 2024 CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance. Fish from Memorial Weekend to Labor Day for a chance to win. There's over $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships. Sign up by May 3rd and get exclusive early bird benefits. Don't let another early bird catch your worm. Sign up now at startournament.org.
We continue our conversation with James Franks, owner of Franks Manufacturing, makers of the blind. And before I was so rudely interrupted, I was going to ask a question. Talk about the 4x4 and how spacious it is. But the reason most people, Harold, will buy a 4x8 uh-huh. is to have more room or to have a couple of people.
Right.
Talk about the penthouse. I mean, that is a big, it's got 6'5" headroom. You know, the 6 foot door that James just mentioned, and that, just with the longevity that all these blinds have,
right.
You got to be just beaming with the success that's generating for y'all.
Yeah, I am. I was out at a friend's place in Rock Springs over the weekend, and I saw one of the blinds that we'd made. It was one of the dark brown blinds, and that blind is probably 15 to 20 years old.
Okay.
And it's sitting there on one of our towers outside of Rock Springs, and it's a regular 4x4 bow blind, and you know, it tells you how long they'll last, if they'll last that long out in West Texas like that.
Pick up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal April issue. If you can find a copy, you can call the office, and we may have something that we can sell to you there. What I want to get to next is the innovation that's taking place, and where there's a need, the needs are met. Right. And that comes to cottonseed, and you've got some news that you want to release on some way of distributing cottonseed. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We're working on a cottonseed feeder now. We just prototyped it out yesterday. They're putting it together, and we're going to set it outside, see how it works, and fill it up. And once it's done, then it'll be coming to market.
That is absolutely, I mean, I've seen a lot of blind feeder for cottonseed.
Right.
But I've seen the blinds version.
Okay.
Makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Right.
I mean, it really does. And folks, like with anything that's being released, and particularly this time of year, James, I'm going to speak out of turn here. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're going to go through a prototype evaluation and then production. But there's going to be some pent-up demand. If folks need or want that blind, that feeder, they need to get in line to get some of the furs coming off the production line, right?
Yeah, they do. My salesman's out right now with pricing and talking to various companies to see where we're going with it. Excuse me. So I'm hoping to be in production by end of May.
Okay, end of May. And as we mentioned in the spot for the blind earlier, we've got some great dealers around the state now. Dealer inquiries are certainly welcome. And, man, you want to get in on something that just got a lot of momentum behind it. You need to contact the folks at Frank's Manufacturing. We don't normally give the phone number, but what's the office number there for folks that may want to call you?
The office number is 210-492-2000. 3222.
And I'm assuming both on your Facebook presence as well as your website, you're going to be updating all the latest and greatest in the blind lineup, right?
Yes, we will. Well, as soon as we get this thing to where I feel like it's going to work, and it will be on all of our media pages that we put out there. Pictures will be online, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, James, I want to personally thank you. Just like I say, I've had some over 20 years at my place, and when you build something that basically is going to last forever, I think, guy, maybe you're losing some money. You don't have any planned obsolescence in there, right? You build these things to last, but my compliments, because it is a tremendous product.
It is, and it will last. The materials that we use are high-grade polyethylenes. We use them in all of our agricultural products that we make. And I've got some of my liquid feed tanks that are 40 years old, and those feed cattle every day. So I know the material will last. I had a guy call in here a couple of weeks ago. A tornado tore one apart, and he put it back together and said it looked like it was brand new.
Well, the neat thing about it is when you buy a blind and it's shipped to you, it comes in flat panels in a box.
Right.
James, we're still going to be shipping the flat panel versions of the cottonseed feeder?
Yes, we will. It'll be you'll be able to pick it up in a box. I'm designing it where it will be put together just like the blind.
Well,
so it's got panels that you'll screw on. All the holes will be there. All you do is screw it together.
Absolutely phenomenal. And John Sewell, manager of the Harris Ranch there on the Uvalde-Kinney County line,
right.
Lone Star Land Steward winner in 2017, he said, put cottonseed feeder locations around water and don't just put one. Put several because the dominant buck will come in and claim that one.
Uh-huh.
Having others, they'll have opportunity for the rest of the herd. The website, The Blind, BLYND. Again, the office number, 210-492-3222. James Franks, keep on thinking, man. We appreciate you joining us on Texas Outdoor News.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you, James. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What's coming up?
Well, let us take a peek here. And you said you had a correction for me somewhere?
Just go on. I'll cover for you.
Oh, okay. May 1st, West Houston Chapter Ducks Unlimited Banquet in Houston held at Chateau Cristal. Info, ducks.org. May 2, 25th Annual Seguin Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Seguin at the Geronimo Community Center, ducks.org. Again, May 2, Dripping Springs Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet, Dripping Springs at the Dripping Springs Ranch Park. May 2, Hardin County Chapter Ducks Unlimited Dinner, Lumberton, held at the 1 in 100 Gun Club. Again, remember, ducks.org. May 3, Georgetown Chapter of the Unlimited Sponsor Fundraising Dinner in Lumberton.
It's Ducks Unlimited.
It's Ducks Unlimited.
And it's in Georgetown.
Okay.
Folks in Georgetown are not going back to Lumberton.
The typo is the Lumberton. Okay. Whew. Okay. Georgetown Community Center. That'll let you know. Again, ducks.org. Go to one of these great events in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And quickly, remember, Hybrid Lights, our official lighting provider. Just check their site out because they're going to give you 20% off if you type in Texas20 as the discount code, and free same-day shipping. So check all this out at hybridlight.com.
All right, I want to thank our guest, James Franks.
Great
Franks
stuff.
Manufacturing.
You betcha.
Manufacturers of the blind. Go to the blind. B-O-Y-N-D.
Yes.
.com. And let me tell you what, that cottonseed feeder, another Grand Slam hit.
I can't wait to test drive one.
It's great.
All right.
You think you will?
I'd love to.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure. Why not? Anyway, and you heard it here, folks. Okay. Remember,
check we'll keep out, you posted.
Yeah, remember, check out the website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. List of all our wonderful stations there. And you can go online, TexasOutdoorNews.com, play the show. Just, you know, punch the buttons and listen to our show. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks, your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or in the field, be safe out there so you can join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.